all-out global war worldwide. In West Germany, United States Army troops patrolled the border. The Iron Curtain that divided the communist world from the free West. Khrushchev threatened that communist East Germany would soon take control of the Allied supply lines into West Berlin.
The swastika makes our enemies into helpless putty. They know that the swastika stands for swift and ruthless justice. I believe in God's call to race, to do his work in history. The Jew is using the black as muscle against you, and you don't have a chance. Well, what are you gonna do about it, Whitey? Just sit there? While your girls are felled up by a bunch of gibbering she-niggers, or even raped by gibbering he-niggers? Of course not. You're going to join with us, the National Socialist White People's Party, an organization of decent, law-abiding white folks, just like you.
No, no, I've killed and stolen and done everything to stir up revolt against the armies. But medicine is different. One can go without food for hours, but medicine means life or death in a matter of minutes.
I'm not interested in a lecture.
But that medicine was for our own people. Hundreds of sick Germans will die.
Lots of people will die.
But these are Germans!
To hell with them.
What did you say?
I said to hell with them!
What did you say?
I said to hell with them!
What did you say?
I said to hell with them! But these are Germans!
To hell with them.
But these are Germans!
To hell with them.
What did you say?
I said to hell with them!
While the possibility of a nuclear missile being launched is still slim, a new, much greater threat has just emerged. During the Cold War, Russia manufactured over 100 nuclear warheads housed in briefcases. Today, over half of them are missing, the suitcase bomb. Easy to move, easy to operate, but hard to identify. They can be detonated anywhere. This man was Boris Yeltsin's science advisor. After becoming a key player in Russia's nuclear policy, he discovered the existence of the suitcase bomb.
Совсем маленькие, несколько десятков килограмм, 30 килограмм, 40 килограмм, они существуют. Я говорил с людьми, которые их делали. Я видел их.
On the outside, it looks like...
And so far as we don't need them, they must die.
The enemy is to work for us. And so far as we do not need them, they must die.
This is a man everybody wants to destroy. But what the freaks, the mayor, the DA, the sheriff, and the senator didn't know was...
You two men! Listen to me! I've got something to tell you!
Herewith recorded is the story of a silent, savage menace. How for 3 days a great American city found itself outside the United States of America. The events, incidents, and emotions of the people who were a part of it, who found time running out, as they looked into the face of mortal peril.
Ja, en dan zakt gelijk de moed met mijn schoenen. Dat is natuurlijk. Maar dat is, laat ik je dit zeggen. Ik bedoel, want je hebt, ik vind het van zoveel lef getuigen dat je dit durft. Maar je moet vooral kiezen wat in je buik goed voelt.
Ja, ik was gewoon geraakt. Dat is waar het om gaat. Het maakt me trots. Het maakt mij trots dat ik dan hier zit.
Prachtig.
Dank je wel. Ik weet niet wat je allemaal hebt meegemaakt, maar ik voelde je wel. Zeker is het heftig om de diepte in te gaan. En daar liep jij niet voor weg. Heel erg mooi.
The radical left is actively trying to destroy our children's future with the disaster known as communism.
Mass psychosis is an epidemic of madness where a large portion of society loses touch with reality, descending into delusions.
Dat is toch dat ondeugende programma van die linkse oproerkraaiers?
Congressional leaders of both parties, the president. president tonight declared all United States military personnel on worldwide stage 2 alert.
Very important toward Berlin. French news agency has received conflicting reports of German resistance.
So what's he got to do with anything? I'm not the one having the baby.
Yeah. What's going on? They say the Russians just invaded Germany.
Including the use of tactical nuclear weapons. The Defense Department today reported...
Yeah. Do you think they're making this up? Do you think this is War of the Worlds or something?
Each year, there are around 178,000 booze-related deaths in the U.S., about 120,000 male deaths, and 59,000 female deaths. Around the world, over 3 million people a year die because of alcohol abuse, or about 5.3% of all global deaths. In people aged 20 to 39 years, close to 13.5% of total deaths in the world are attributable to alcohol. Alcohol is deadly, but in small amounts, it gives you a nice dopamine hit, causing relaxation and reducing social inhibition. Hence the term Dutch courage, relating to Dutch soldiers drinking before going into battle. The calming effect is down to something called gamma-aminobutyric acid, or GABA, an inhibitory neurotransmitter that blocks specific signals to your central nervous system. In layman's terms, it helps you chill out, lessening anxiety, stress, and fear. It's always good to be calmed down, but booze does a lot more than that in the brain.
Hier ligt voor ons volwassenen allereerst al een preventieve taak. Laten we daar waar we baldadigheid ontmoeten er niet achteloos aan voorbij gaan. Maar laten we de jeugd wijzen op het ongeoorloofde en het ongepaste van haar handelwijze. En doen we dit vooral met begrip. Laten we beseffen dat met deze kinderen in gestichten niets te bereiken is. Deze kinderen moeten leiding hebben.
It says in Luke 21:11 that there are going to be great earthquakes in various places, famines, and there's the word. Pestilences. Pestilences. Pestilence. It's not a common word in our vocabulary, in our culture, even in the news. There is raging a very deadly and powerful pestilence. And for a little while, I'd like to just read to you not what the prophetic buffs are talking about on radio. And now...
There are a bunch of diseases that you've probably heard of that are caused by parasitic amoeba, African sleeping sickness, Giardia, malaria, toxoplasmosis. And this brings us to the second type of parasite, the worms.
Life without drugs is the way it's getting to be. It's the way it's going to be. It's the way it's got to be. Think about it.
It's the most unfunny thing I can think of. It bothers me, it's frustrating, and I don't know what to do about it.
Not your children at school, nor those at work. They are as safe as you. Finally, cooperate fully with your block wardens. Effectiveness of civil defense depends on that cooperation. You still have 3 to 5 minutes to complete preparations. Remain where you are until the all clear sounds. Stand by now. Keep your radios turned on. Station LACD will give you more information within a few minutes. Keep calm.
For your special Passover offering of $1,000 or more as the Holy Spirit leads, you will also receive the beautiful 10-inch Waterford Crystal Cross. Don't miss your moment to release 7 supernatural blessings and provision into your life.
America is mine.
Shut!
The president has fled his office and his government votes even now to join my worldview. So, when...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another...
She was there, but she was a corpse.
Wir bringen eine wichtige Sondermeldung des Straßenlosendienstes. Das Oberkommando der Wehrmacht gibt bekannt.
Everything's gonna be all right.
And now, for the moment I'm sure you've all been looking forward to.
Reichskanzler Adolf Hitler wird heute Abend über alle deutschen Sender sprechen.
And now we enter the fantasy world of Walt Disney.
Welcome to hell.
That's the formula for family entertainment.
You'll go to hell! You'll go to hell!
And now we enter the fantasy world of Walt Disney.
Welcome to hell.
I've destroyed the
Vomiting is also known as emesis and throwing up, amongst many other terms, and it is a involuntary, forceful expulsion of the contents of one's stomach, essentially through the mouth. We will look at the so-called emetic reflex, which is the vomiting reflex.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Please don't hurt me, I'll do anything.
Marriage is unavoidable!
Who are my best? Was help
you save it? You'll go to hell!
Wählen Sie Deutsch.
Es lebe Deutschland!
Wählen Sie Deutsch.
Reichskanzler Adolf Hitler wird heute Abend über alle deutschen Sender sprechen.
You're gonna kill me! You're gonna kill me!
Wereldwijd staat de mens voor de afgrond vanwege de armoede en schulden en depressies en oorlogsgeweld en opgelegde fascinaties en haat en liefdeloosheid onder andere. Velen zien het wereldwijd echt niet meer zitten en zijn moe om zo verder te gaan, ook vanwege de regeringsbesluiten, en willen hun leven beëindigen. En velen kunnen zelf hun maandelijkse lasten niet meer betalen. En
alternatieven bekeken. Daar zijn we de afgelopen weken druk mee geweest. Na lang wikken en wegen hebben we moeten vaststellen dat deze route de enige juiste keuze was.
The president has fled his office and his government votes even now to join my world union. So when we all gather in the Middle East, I trust that you will be there too.
The Chinese people will never bow before you.
The Premier, I know what the famine has cost you. Tens of millions.
We could lose half a billion and still remain strong.
As a cut plays backward, listen for My Servant is a Musician.
Wouldn't you?
Wow, that's like the devil saying he uses rock stars to do his evangelism. Here's another cut. Backward, listen for O Satan, move in our voices. Wow, that's kind of scary. These guys are asking to be used by Satan.
In the next few months,
The motion picture industry and theater owners will be bringing you a series of messages like the one you just saw. I don't think anybody will miss the point. The thrill can kill. The drug dealers need to know that we want them out of our schools, neighborhoods, and our lives. And the only way to do that is to take the customers away from the product. Say no to drugs and say yes to life.
Of course, your local drug pusher may tell you a little something different about these drugs. And who you believe is up to you. But then again, if you go ahead and try them, at least it won't be out of ignorance. Just stupidity. What would I do if someone offered me these drugs? I'd tell them to take a hike.
Weapons of destruction. What about the latest of man's weapons of destruction? Nuclear weapons, automatic small weapons like the machine and the giant artillery piece.
So I say fuck you to me!
And
fuck you!
These
fuck you!
Became even
you little
more
scumbag!
Cool.
I'm going to have to torture you.
And the new they're a bunch of commies. They're a bunch of commies.
A chance of surviving.
They're a bunch of commies.
We would like to show you individual protection against atomic attack. Many of the methods employed in the event of an atomic attack.
The atomic weapon is final and
less than a year ago.
So they use some kind of dog, was
it? It was a terrier. I don't know, actually.
Oh, yeah, so how many dogs have you had sex with since then?
Oh, only but three.
Three dogs? So what kind of dogs were they?
Oh, they're all pretty big.
I see. What kind of dogs do you like the best?
Just their personality.
Yeah, right. I was thinking that, you know, like a guy's penis is like a lot bigger than a dog's penis, right? But, so anyways, I wanted to know, is it that you just like small penises inside you, or is it just the fact that it's a dog's penis instead of a man's penis that turns you on?
It's a dog. It's the fact that it's a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Nicer to be with.
I see. Okay, so I can accept that, sure. So when you're having sex with a dog, is it, do you just let the dog fuck you all the time, or do, sometimes do you let the dog just lick you, or what?
No, both.
Both? Yeah, right. So do you find it easy to seduce a dog into having sex with you, or do you find it that they're more than willing?
That depends.
Oh, yeah?
They're okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so when you masturbate, so do you fantasize about men or dogs?
Mainly dogs. But...
So do you ever had sex with men much? Or is it basically just dogs?
Well, I had one boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's for sure. So anyway, do you think you might ever have sex with other animals, say like either pigs or ponies?
I doubt it.
You doubt it? So you're basically a dog girl, eh?
Yeah. But, I guess it's just a phase, but I enjoy it,
so. Yeah, right. So what is it most about having sex with a dog that you like? So the actual intercourse, or just petting, or what?
Yeah, it's the petting, just the affection.
I ran around with a band that, I won't name them, but a satanic rock band. All their music was very wicked. And one day I just asked them, I said, where do you get those horrible songs that you write? And he said to me, we all get in a room and the songs just, we know that to be automatic writing. And he said, the songs just come, we write them down, we record them, and then we take the master tape to Witch Coven. And they pray over it so that when we press the records and they go into people's homes, demons go home with each record.
In London in recent weeks, concern has been voiced regarding subliminal recordings, possibly satanic messages on some rock music recordings.
The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. Every decision will be made to benefit American workers and American families. America will start winning again.
Hello?
Winning
Carol,
like never before.
What the fuck are you bitching about?
I will fight for you. with every breath to my body, and I will never, ever let you down.
Sin, I will hear their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto that prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have a free passage for my prayers to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the supreme good of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, war from this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Open every portal and assign angels to reinforce me as I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms, and territories. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings. I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough atmosphere is established. I recalibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced with the fire and the zeal of God. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let there be fire in my mouth as I advance in this prayer.
Abundance, I take authority over demonic,
satanic atmospheres and climates.
I feel good about money, and money flows into my life with ease. Money comes to me unexpectedly. Money comes to me in great frequency and in large numbers.
In the name of Jesus,
I am deserving of abundance. I am worthy of abundance. I am grateful for all I have. And so
climate shift, political climate shift.
And he said, people think my whole life changed when I got to 1480. Nothing that you can do to get out of your situation.
Must be filled with the glory
reality
of God.
Is you are in control. Every moment is an opportunity to do something different. And when you make different choices, when you take different actions, when you do different things, you get a different result. There's a reason that Einstein said the very definition of insanity to thrive, is to do
my
the same thing
to thrive,
and expect a different result.
Thrive,
so if you want something new for your life, it is very attainable. You can have something new. You can have all of the things that you want, but you're going to have to work your ass off. You're going to have to make the right decisions, and that's a hard thing to face. It's hard to accept that simply wanting it or being a good person or trying isn't enough. But it's not. You've got to work until you find the right answer. You've got to be willing to fail and fumble around until you find the path that actually works. But once you hold yourself to the standard of efficacy, that it actually got you the desired result, then your fumbling is going to be all for nothing because it's not directed at anything. You'll never know if you're hitting the mark if you don't have anything to aim at. But once you have that clarity and you know exactly what you're going for and you accept responsibility for whether or not you're getting there,
vermetele onwetenden, weet dan dit, wie ogen heeft, die horen, dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid, er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Vermetele onwetenden, weet dan dit, wie ogen heeft, die horen, dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid, er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Ha!
jet plane. Have a big tall building that shouts my name. Tell my stylist to give me that hair. And no one is like to be a billionaire. I kick politics right out the door, cause we're not gonna take it anymore. Getting my picture on the cover of Time, and everybody else just waiting in line. I wanna be like the Donald Trump. 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 I can make America great again, and I'll never give up to stand back and watch me win. USA back to where she belongs. I could build a wall down on the border. We gotta bring back some law and order. Maybe hold a rally and people would come, cause everybody knows I can get it done. I would need no money from lobbyists. I'd speak from the heart and tell it like it is. I wanna be like the Donald Trump. I wanna be like the Donald Trump. Yeah. I wanna be like the Donald Trump. America great again, and I'll never give up. Just stand back and watch me win.
Interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Yeah. Glorie der mensheid, van grootheid, roem en kracht, van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts, zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood, er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. De glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Thank you. Good morning. Where can I find John Weil?
Dance, mister. Let's go, Yo-Yo. This square's a waste of time.
Hey, wait.
Ah, you want to dance after all?
Leave.
You see, Yo-Yo, I told you I was wasting my time.
I want to have a talk with you.
All right, come with me. What do you want?
Just information, Yo-Yo. Close the door.
How do you know me?
McMurray.
What do you want?
Where can I find him? He's been missing for 6 months, and yet I spoke to him 1 hour ago on the phone.
So? Why ask me about him?
You'd better start talking if you don't want any trouble.
Well, sometimes he would have me come to Embankment Gardens, number 13.
Interesting.
Catch the very first train.
Are you sure he's sleeping?
Give me the lighter.
Hey!
asking me?
I think it's about time you left, mister.
Hey! What the devil's
going on? He broke into Jane's room.
Let him go. Who are you?
Where's Yo-Yo?
Who?
Yo-Yo.
Oh, you mean the singer, don't you? Why, she works all over town.
Do you know where she lives?
Why'd you want to know?
I'm a friend of hers.
I think she has a flat in Hamilton Street, number 34A.
Thanks. Why?
That's it.
Thanks.
At your service, senor.
I'm a friend of McMurray. He gave me this address.
Huh?
Mr. McMurray told me he did not wish to be disturbed by anybody at this time.
I know that. But I have a very important deal which involves a lot of money. And he'd probably be very happy if he could see me.
Mr. McMurray must have many important business deals. This morning, another man came looking for him.
By any chance, a tall man with a scar?
I believe so, yes. You work with him?
Well,
I just have to get there before he does, or it's too late. Where is McMurray?
Numbairo, nearly 100 kilometers from Rio, senor. Americano Hotel.
How do I get there?
Airplane's the only possible way, senor. The road's still under construction.
It's too late.
A friend of mine is a pilot and has a small airplane for hire that don't cost a lot.
How do I get a hold of this friend?
At the airport of Sandiga. Tell him you know me. You get a better price.
Thanks.
He fell for it. He will crash at 2 o'clock, exactly.
A tragedy. Accidental death.
Naturally, senor. There are so many accidents these days.
Even one for McMurray.
I take care of this one.
No. Poor Hernandez. He must be tired. We'll put him to sleep for a while.
Is this the Hotel Americano?
Yes, but it's out of business, senor, since a year. Only I live here now. I'm the watchman.
Shine your shoes, senor.
No, no.
Hello?
I know it's rude to eat and run. Too bad I have to go.
Oh.
We found him like this 3 hours ago. He must have had a severe attack of cramps.
To London, senor. One moment, please.
Now tell me, what happened to McMurray?
You must believe me. I don't know anything. I only do what they tell me to.
Sorry, no time to explain.
Stop! Police!
I don't confuse the improbable with the impossible. Besides which, it'll make traveling rather more pleasant.
Thank you.
evening, sir.
Good evening. I'd like two rooms with bath.
Yes. Sign these.